Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Chaf Aleph, mitzvah 521. Parsha Shoftim, today's mitzvah is not having rachmanis, not having compassion on a murderer or a damager. This does relate to mitzvahs that we discussed a couple of months ago, and that is the last two mitzvahs in Sefer Bamidbar discuss not accepting payment for someone instead of going to galus or instead of going to be killed. That those were mitzvahs Taf Yud Beis, Taf Yud Gimel, 4:12 and 4:13. That was at the end of Maase. The Torah told us there, "Belo sichlu kofer lenefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamus." Do not accept kofer for a murderer who has to die. And obviously, the message there is, if you just let a murderer off, then it will not be a deterrent. Besides the fact that he's chayav misa, the Sefer HaChinuch said there, "Shem hershu adonei haaretz likach kofer miara rotzeach." If that is acceptable, nimsa shakala gadol mechaveru va'ashir mimenu yahargenu im yecherei apoalav v'yitei kafro. If somebody's rich, they can pay their way out, they'll kill, and then they'll pay themselves off. Or Taf Yud Gimel shlo nikach kofer mima hamechuyav egalus mach basharak shoging lapojim in egalus. One is not allowed to accept payment for kofer for somebody who killed by accident or on purpose. Today's mitzvah is a separate isser, related issue, but it includes more. Could be that if somebody accepts payment, so then one would violate both. This is not to have rachmanus on a person who killed or a person who wounded chovel another Jew. Where is this? Based on two psukim right here in our parsha. The first one is Perek Yutaz Pasuk Yud Gimel. At the end, what we discussed yesterday, the Ari Miklat, ones who killed B'shogeg, then the Torah says if somebody kills B'mezid, then obviously they don't go to Ari Miklat, and if they went, one has to go, Bezdin has to remove them and judge them. B'chiyeh ish sonei l'reyehu v'arav lo v'kamalav v'hiko nevesh ames. If they kill on purpose, v'nos el achatzar ebael. As we know, that's what happens. A person runs to Ari Mikla right away. But v'shalchu ziknei ro v'lachu oso misham v'natru oto biyad goel hadam v'ames. He is given over in the hands of the goel hadam, meaning in the hands of Bezdin, and then he is chayav misa. Then the Torah says, lo sachos eincha alav. Do not have compassion on him. Do not have compassion on him and say what? Rashi says, Shalom Tamar, a person should not say, Harisho Kfar Nerag, there's already one dead Jew. Lama Anu Hargim Etzeh? Why do we kill another one? V'nibzu Shnei Yisraelim Harugim. Why do we do that? Say Chazal, no, that's not what you do because this person has to be removed. That's what the Torah says. Lo Sacho Zeincha Alav Uviarta, then the phrase is added, Uviarta Dam Hanakimi Yisrael V'tovlach. You must remove the blood from B'nei Yisrael, v'tovlach, and it'll be good for you. We'll have to get back to, what does that mean? Remove the dam hanaki? Remove the innocent blood? No, the innocent blood was already removed. You want to remove the guilty blood. What is the pashup shot of the pasuk? Uviyarta dam hanaki. If you look at Onkelis adds in, lo sechus einach alohi usefale, and you shall remove ashdei dam zakai, those who spilled the innocent blood mi Yisrael. V'yetavlach. According to the Onkelis, you have to add in a word here. There's a word missing. Dam hanaki means dam hashofeich dam naki. That's not the pashas of the pasuk. We'll have to see if there's any other pshat. But either way, this is one pasuk related to our Avera. But if you look a couple of psukim later, we have to skip a couple of psukim, and you get to the end of the parak, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, after discussing the context of Edim Zomamin, says the Torah, V'lo sachos einecha, do not have any compassion, nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yad b'yad, regel b'regel. Don't have any compassion on someone who causes another person to lose a limb. And ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein. We know, not literally, as we know from the Maseches Bava Kama, Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein is not meant literal, it's payment. Only the Hammurabi Code, early certain civilizations, believed in an eye for an eye literally. We do not believe in that, but we believe in not accepting anything else, and not having compassion on one who wounds, they have to pay. They have to pay. So on a wounder or on a murderer, one is not allowed to have compassion. That is today's Isser, says the Sefer Chinuch, Shalom L'Rachem Al Hamazik B'dine Knossos. The title here is written B'dine Knossos, but it really means not only Dine Knossos. Shenim Nanu Mi Lachamol Al Mi Shaharak Chavera Ochiser Echad Miavara. We are compared to not to have compassion, even though we have compassion, have to have compassion on every Jew. But we have to not have compassion on someone who kills or someone who wounds their friends. Shalom Yomar Adayin Anize Shekaras Yad Chaveiro. This person who wounded is a poor person. Osima Eino Lo Bekavana Asaze. No, try to find some type of schus. And we will have compassion and not make it pay the what he has to pay. Al zanemar, that's these two psukim right here in Shoftim. V'lo sachos einecha nefesh b'nefesh, v'nechpala ha-mania v'zeh b'makom acher, sh'neemar v'lo sachos einecha elav, uv'yertah ha-tam anaki. The Minchas Soda points out that the psukim are out of order. He quotes the second pasuk first and the first pasuk second, but that is the context of the psukim. Keep in mind what we discussed a couple of days ago, and that is the Ramban has a hosafa to Sefer HaMitzvos, where usually it's clear the Ramban writes something that the Rambam left out. You left this one out. But here in Losa Seh Yud Gimel, the Ramban seems to add something on that the Rambam does have. And now we discussed a couple of days ago from the Briska Rav. The Ramban says in Mitzvah Yud Gimel that he says the Rambam forgot, Shenimna'u milachmol al nefesh arotzeach b'mezid. We are commanded not to have compassion on somebody who kills the mezid. The Rambam counts it. That's today's mitzvah. That the Chinuch copies the Rambam. As we know, the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Reish Ayin Tes, this exact mitzvah. And the Ramban says, what is he doing? How does he count that? What do you mean, how does he count that? How does he not count that? Says the Ramban. He does count it. That's difficult why the Rambam does it. It seems to be the only difference between what the Ramban is saying and the Rambam is that the Ramban maybe wants two separate mitzvos. One, for not having Rachmanis on a murderer, and number two, not having Rachmanis on a chovel. And the Rambam only counts one. And that's what the Briska Rav says, maybe the difference between them, the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, the Rambam thinks this is a din of Bezdin. A din of Bezdin. Bezdin has to make sure not to have compassion on anyone who was obligated to receive a certain punishment. So it's all the same. It's all one mitzvah. While the Ramban thinks, no, it's all prati. It's all a din in the Misa and a din in the Chavala. The Bezdin doesn't put somebody to death, then there have a little stain of Misa. Or they have a little stain of Chavala. It's prati, and maybe that's why the Ramban wants it to be counted separately. But either way, that's the Ramban's husafa, and the Rambam's defense, here it's an easy one to defend, because he seems to have it himself. What do the psukim mean, before we get to the mitzvah, what does the psukim mean? Let's get back to the question that we started off with. It says, remove uviyarta dam hanaki mi Yisrael. Don't have compassion, make sure to remove the innocent blood. So what does that dam hanaki mean? So we'll get back to that. Let's first do the next two words, v'tovlach, and it'll be good for you by doing this. What does that mean? Says the Svarno and the Ramban, Dovlach means if I put the murderer to death, so then it'll be good for everybody else in the world, because he won't commit any more crimes, says the Svarno. V'tovlach shelo yosif harotzeach laharog acherim, v'hanisharim yishmeu v'yirau. So, wonderful, there won't be any more murderers, and this will even be a model that if somebody else sees this person who was murdered is killed, so then they won't commit the crime either. The Ramban as well, v'tovlach, ki biur hadam anaki mitzvah, v'tova gedola lecha, lahatzil mimavaz nafshecha, ki harachmanis al harotzchim, shvichas damim. Right, Rachmanis on murderers is shvichas damim. It's going to cause more, like the Gemara says about Shaul HaMelech. Midei he had Rachmanis on Amalek, and it led to Nof. Midei harotzchim, u'midei achim habis parsim. So the pashas is, v'tovlach, is good for the people that are still around. V'tovlach, you remove a murderer off of the street. If you look in the Netziv has a very different pshat. Amazing. It says the Netziv, V'tovlach is not talking about, oh, because you're removing the murderer, and therefore it's going to be good for you, but rather, says the Netziv, Kabbalistically, if somebody, Rachman al-Islan, is murdered, so then their blood does not rest until justice is served. And the one who murdered them, the Mishneh Pirkei Avos, where Hillel says, Al da'ataf yutufun, right, you would drown, but those drowners will also be taken to task. Says the Nitziv, the blood of the Naki, the blood of the one who was murdered, will cause difficulties in the world until his the perpetrators are brought to justice. The dam hanaki ein lo menucha, v'haruach shata ba'olam, u'mechaveles, kol ma shaharuach yichola la'asos, ad shenishpach dam shofcho, v'noch gam damo. Then his dam. It's like, right, the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, where we know that the blood of Zachariah was boiling for many, 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 many years. And it was Radin comes and he says, what's this blood? And he asks them, what's going on here? And they tell him, oh, it's just the blood of an animal. And he kills hundreds of thousands of Jews on that spot. And he says, what's going on? How many Jews do I have to kill in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say enough is enough? Until they finally realize that it's, you know, Zacharya, and the blood stops boiling, and it ends up in a Vazran, and in the end converts the amazing story in the fifth parak in Meseches Gittin. But what do you see from there also? The blood is boiling until the perpetrators are taken to task, says the Hebek Dover. That's what's talking about here. V'tov lach. When you kill the murderer, so then the problems with the blood of the murdered, of the victim, will stop bothering you. Not what the Ramban in the Sfardo says, that this murderer won't cause any problems, but the dam will have menucha. And he quotes, that's a Gemara in Meseches Chagiga, very unusual Gemara. The Gemara says there, Daf Hamad Aleph, that one who dies, quote-unquote, lifnei zmano, won't be given over until the Duma, to the Malach HaMamuna Al HaNeshamos, until his time is filled. So what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. But says that it's if, you see there that there's a concept of the Dam not having Menucha. Who else says this? The Ksava Kabbalah. But he doesn't say it on the words of Tovlach, he says it on the first part of the Pasuk. He says, he quotes the Ukulis, the other question we ask, Uviyarta Dam Hanaki Mi Yisrael, remove the Dam Hanaki. What do you mean the Dam Hanaki? The Dam Hanaki, That's the remove the innocent blood, you remove the guilty blood. So the Uklis added in a line. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, no. The Efshar, Kolzman Shalom Naaseh Din Berotzeach, Azdam HaNishpach MeHaHarug, Ki'ilu Magula Piyadama. Before justice is served and the murderer is brought to trial and is put to death, so then the blood of the victim, it's as if it's screaming out from the ground. Kilo tekabeloto, velo techase alav, lahar oso le'ene kolover. You don't cover it up, k'nei l'tvoas, elbon anirtzach. Because you want people to keep it in mind. The kashir na'avir kostar e'la l'dunas ha'rotzeach. Once the rotzeach is taken off, Oz tisratze ha'adama l'chasos tamaruk v'chipar la'ars b'dam shofecho. Says that's what it means, uvi'arta. You want to kill this guy so that you can remove the innocent blood. The innocent blood that's screaming out, find the murderer and take up the task. He says then, according to this, you don't have to be mosif, the word shofech. Ein lotzor lahosif, you don't have to add on the word like the unkelis does. Says that's the Ksava Kabbalah, but then it says that's the next two words also fits in. The tovlach, and it is good for you by doing this. This is all the a little pshuto shel mikra, trying to figure out what the word hanaki means. So you have the Ksava Kabbalah, and you have the Sfarno and the Ramban versus the Hamik Davar. We continue now. Shorish mitzvah zu yadua, the shorish by this mitzvah of not having compassion on a murderer or on a wounder is known. Shemlo niyaser hamazikin unevaer hara mikirbeinu. If we don't remove these dangerous people from society, ish esreeu chayim b'lao, then everybody will swallow each other up. Velo yisyashvu abedinos. Right, as the Mishnah also says in Pirkei Avos, you have to daven b'shlomo shel malchus. Ein atzorach la'arach bo adibur. I don't even have to explain this. So you have to remove mazikin. Dini ha-mitzvahs kitzarim mevuar b'lashon ha-kasav. The mitzvah, the basic mitzvahs are mefurish in the text. V'no egisir zeh b'zacharim. Says the chinuch, the mitzvah applies to men. Because they're the ones in charge. The Birchas Chinuch points out two things. Number one, it's only men, but that's the Beis Din. But once Beis Din makes the Gemar Din, then everybody, men and women, everybody has to make sure that the Din is implemented. So it would even be upon women then. And number two, says the Birchas Chinuch, I think, that this mitzvah only applies by Rotzchim and Chovlim. But not by, let's say, a Machal Shabbos. What if somebody has Rachmanis on a Machal Shabbos not to put it to death? Or an Oved Avodah Zarah. So Oved Avodah Zarah, that's a separate issue of the Yisrael related to Mesas. But a Machal Shabbos. So in that case, says the Minchas Chinuch, you violate the Isser of, violate the mitzvah of not fulfilling din, not fulfilling dinim. But l'chora, this mitzvah is specifically related to murder and chavala. Because those are the two psukim in the, those are the two psukim in the Torah that relate to it, because it's that others are not mefurish. And one might say, murder, you understand why it's unique and dafka related, right? We mentioned in the past, the Rambam, who talks about the uniqueness of Ritzicha in the world of Averos, says the Rambam, in Perek Dalet Halacha Tes of Hilchus Rotzeach, that we, the Mishnah Sanhedrin discusses, that we sometimes throw somebody in jail, in Kippah, a certain type of jail, if we need to get them off the street, and for technical reasons, we can't be Mechayev them Misa. Vein osin davar zel shar mechuy ve misas bezdin. Says the Rabbi, we don't do this to shar chayev misas. Elam nischayev misa ma misa noso, ve meino chayev misa pojroso. Normally we say, if he's chayev misa, fine, kill him. And if he's not chayev misa, he goes free. A mechal Shabbos or any others. Why? So why by shvichas damim? If we have a sense that they are chayev, but we just can't bring to fruition the Gemar Din, we do not let them free. Why? Even though, per se, looking at each Aveira in a vacuum, you might have more Chamer Averos from God's point of view, and that's why Shvichas Damim, murder, does not get Skila. Other Averos get Skila. Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos. But so there are more objectively worse Averos to God. But Ein Bohen Hashchasas Yishuvo Shel Olam. But there's nothing that destroys the world more. Afilu avodah zara ve'itzarach lomer arayos ochilul shabbos eino kishvichas damim she'elu avodos hein mi'averish shemein adam lakadosh baruch hu avos shvichas damim mi'averish shemein olav ein chaveiro v'chol mishish biyado avon zeh hari hu rasha gamur. Whoever has this aver is totally wicked. Ve'ein kol mitzvah she'asa kol yomav shkulin k'neged avon zeh, and all the mitzvahs that he did are not, don't, do not outweigh. He doesn't say this about Chilul Shabbos. Somebody does tshuva even. V'lo yatzilo oso min adin shenemar adam ashuk b'dam nefesh v'chulu. So the Rambam discusses the uniqueness of murder in the world of averus. So what about, but our mitzvah is also about chavala. So there are hints and parallels in halacha between chavala and misa. Right, the Gemara says in one place, mali katla kula, mali katla palka. Right, wounding somebody is a little bit, not killing them, but killing, you know, it's a percentage. Or the Gemara has Malkus B'Makam Misa Omedes, discussing Maseches Sanhedrin in terms of how many Dayanim are needed. So there are parallels, even though there, and there are chances if somebody gives Malkus, then they might die from it. But either way, there are parallels between the two, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch says it is limited in this regard. This is the issur of not having Rachmanis on a Chovel or a Mazik, right? The language of Mazik. Mazik, you damage or you wound somebody else. And the related to it is not having Rachmanis on a murderer. Continuing, finishing up the Chinuch, and then we'll hopefully have time to talk about one more thing. V'adayina over al zeh, the hell of Enomi la'anosha mechuyav, kefir rishato, a dayin who closes his eye from instituting the punishment, over al zeh, then he gets Malkus, Aval Ein Bo Malkus, V'Shein Bo Maisa. Right, put this on the list. One of the Averos that are violated passively by not doing something, not putting somebody to death. Right, similar to Los Amar Al Dam Reyecha. Sometimes there are Averos, so you're not going to get Malkus, because there's no Maisa. V'Oncho Gadol Ma'od, Minatam Shezachardu, but the Odish is terrible. V'Shiesh B'Devar Churban, B'Yishav Ha'olam. Because there is a destructive to the world, and even a chutz laretz, if you don't have real din, still want to try to fulfill this. Not keeping this din brings a churban. The Rabbeinu Yonah points out in the first parak of Pirkei Avos that there are two different mishnayos in the first parak that seem to contradict each other. We have one mishnah, the second mishnah in all of Pirkei Avos, al shloshet rabba olam amei, al Torah be'al vodav al gibilas chasadim. While the end of the parak, we have a different mishnah. Al shlosh dvarim ha'olam kayam. Al ha-din, al ha-emes, va'al ha-shalom. So is it Torah avodah gemilas chasadim, or is it din, emes, and shalom? Right? What did the Sefer Chinuch just say here? That if the Besdin does not fulfill din, so then they're destroying the world. That's exactly based on the mishnah Pirkei Avos. Din, or the mishnah Pirkei Avos, is based on this mitzvah. Din, emes, and shalom. So what does it mean, Torah avodah gemilas chasadim? So there are different pshatim given to that question. Rabbi Yonah in his commentary on Pirkei Avos says, the difference is Omeid and Kayam. Says Din Emes and Shalom. Ein Perusho, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Shebishvil Shlosha Dvarim Elu Nivra Ha'olam. Din Emes and Shalom are not the reasons the world was created, because that's Torah Avoda and Gemilas Chasadim. It's just that once it was created, so that's what keeps the world going. That is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Shebitchilas Perak Omer Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Ve'edam Elu Shezocher Kan. Elamitchilo Amar. But really, first, Bishul Shlosha Dvarim Nivra Ha'olam. Torah Avoda Gemilas Chasadim, that's why it was created in the first place. And he quotes Psukim. V'kan Amar Ha'olam Kayam Pirish Achar Shenivra Miskayim Al Yedei Elu. Once it's created, that it can keep going based on the Shal Yedei Adayanim Shedonim Beinish L'Chaveiro Ha'olam Kayam, because without it, called Olam Gvar, and everything else would just fall apart. That is Rabbeinu Yonah. If you look in the Beis Yosef at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, this Rabbeinu Yonah is quoted in the tour in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat. If you look at the Beis Yosef there, he commenting on Rabbeinu Yonah, he has a different pshat. He has a different pshat. He says, after quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, V'yim Tomar, V'alo b'shlosha, Shenivra ha'olam, Yaspik l'kaimo, Shemishu sibol la'havos ha'davar, Kol shekeshi yikabenu. I don't understand, says the Beis Yosef. If the three of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim were enough to create the world for those, so why can't those three keep the world going? What do you need three new items to keep the world going? Why don't you have the original three? The Yishlobar says the face Yosef. The first face Yosef, Echoshe Mishpat. She Shibrat Tzadik Diber Kefiz Mano. Shahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam. Shibrat Tzadik was talking about during the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why he says, Torah, Avodah, Gebil, Chasadim, all those three were full. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Shahaya Bezman HaChorban, Balomar, Afal Pi, She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Ve'ein Lanu Avodah. We can't do perfect Avodah anymore without a Beis HaMikdash. Ve'gam Ein Lanu Yecholom Lasok BaTorah, U'Gebilas Chasadim Karaui, Mepnei Ol HaGolus, and also the other two. We can't do anything perfectly anymore. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Mikal Makom, Miskayema Olam, Bishlosha Achirim Shedomim Lahem. But we could keep going and keeping the world going by fulfilling the three items that are similar to them. Ki Yesh Hefrish Bein Shmiras HaNimsa Lehis Havus HaOver Berechem. There's a difference between what you need. You need a very strong power to start something, but less power to keep it going. That's what happened here. You needed these big three to start, but after the Churban Bayis, we don't have them anymore in a full way. So that's why we need others. Shadvarim shekiblu chomam be'esh chazak, yishmiru chomam be'esh she'eno chazak. V'ilo lo hayachamim lo yikablu achobos o'esh. You have to cook something very hard, but then you can keep it warm. V'cheinu in yankan. So to here, without the original three, the world wouldn't have been created. But now that the world is created, these three suffice. Why? Din is enough. That's kiyama Torah. So, right? Because that is, din is MS. I'm sorry, did Kibatar Shaha over Hator Yadishuba did, if you violate. Vaha MS Tikun La Avoda. Why? Shaideha Avoda Haisa Hashina Shore Beinenu and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Chosav is MS. And Shalab is Gemilas Chasadim. Obviously, so those are the three that are parallel, but that's part of what this mitzvah is about. Not having Rachmanis on the Chovel, on the Rotzeach, and in that way, keeping the world going strong. We'll stop here.